It is where the Bible says when the glory of the Lord comes, that there's liberty in the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It is where your spirit feels free. It is where burdens lift. All of a sudden, it'll be like a weight is just off you, and you can rejoice, or you can lift your hands, you can clap hands, say the glory. Father, may the glory fill this place. May it come upon them. May angels minister to them tonight. I pray for importation of the glory of God, that it goes beyond just the church in an auditorium and into their houses, into their rooms, where they worship you, where they pray. May the reverberation of the Spirit, the frequency of the Spirit, touch them even in their houses when they go home tonight. Where they open your mouth, may it be a direct connection to heaven. May it be a direct portal to heaven. May there be open heavens. May they be an open heaven themselves. Like Jacob said, there's a gateway, there's a portal to heaven. May you establish a portal here. May you establish altars and portals at their houses. In Jesus' mighty name. Say with me, say portals. Say gateways to heaven. I wanna get tonight, before we're gonna begin to lay hands and minister to you. And if you receive your healing, I want you to go to ushers, testify so they can let us know before the service ends. And it is a matter of, you see, a lot of us have a mindset to waiting for somebody to lay hands. Very limited. Very, very limited. You can never minister to nations. You can never minister online like that. People, we saw a lot of messages where people saying they're receiving and miracles and so on, but you have to be able to tap into the glory and know how to receive it by faith. Are you guys with me? It can only be done in the atmosphere of the glory of God. Because in the atmosphere of glory, there is faith. Your faith is lifted. It is like all of a sudden you just believe in God. Even unbelievers, I saw last night, people that didn't even know God. And trust me, you can see when somebody doesn't know God. The glory came on them last night. When they are in the vicinity where the presence of God is, if people's hearts are right, they might not even know God. God will come upon them. And they'll leave this place knowing, we don't even have to do an altar call. And they'll leave this place knowing that they felt, they can't deny what they felt. Are you guys with me? Say with me, portals. So there are portals in the Spirit. Portals that has to be opened. Portals that are kept open by somebody's faith. There are gateways, there are avenues, there are like what we call, for example, an airport. It is a place of transaction. It is a place of intersection. It is a place where angels land and where angels lift up. It is the place where heaven meets earth, where earth meets heaven. It is the place where the supernatural meets the natural, where the spiritual meets the natural. Are you guys with me? It is the place where, even in the Old Covenant, we see how Abraham built an altar. And as he built an altar, it was by Bethel. We see Jacob the same. Jacob restored the altar that Abram built at Bethel. When the Bible says that he put a rock in place and he anointed and he called the place Bethel, it was a pillar that he put up, not a rock like we think in our. It was a pillar he put up that has fallen down. And he said, this is the gateway of God, the gateway of heaven, a portal. Meaning where there is a portal, there will always be angelic activity. There will always be. You might not see it. Jacob didn't see it. Jacob didn't know it. He had a dream and then he saw it in a dream and then he woke up and he said, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. Where the glory is, there will be portals and there will be angels. Are you guys with me? As I said, we can get into, and we have a lot of people online. We want to ask you, for those who are watching online, press the share button, press the thumbs up button on YouTube, press the like button on YouTube just to share it and get it out. We have over 1,400 or so watching now. Those are people that we can't obviously fit in the building, and they're watching from probably every continent. We got all the names of the continent here, the nations here, and they're watching from everywhere. That is what the glory does. It has the ability to go through and touch somebody that lives far away. It has made church available to be able for churches to be planted all over, that is not limited by a local local place. Are you guys with me? So when it comes to angelic activity, as I mention a little bit every night, just to give people a glimpse of an idea of how angelic activity works. Angels can speak a variety of ways. They can obviously speak English to you. They can speak in a tone, a frequency. They can speak in the breath of a wind. It'll come past you like a breath. It'll come past you like a wind. They can speak to you in a sensing and a knowing. A lot of us want to wait for angel appear to speak fluent English to us. No. These are spiritual beings. Are you guys with me? They are where the glory is, they are there. The glory cannot be there without angels. Angels cover, carry, and protect the glory. So where the glory of God is, where the presence of God is, angels are there. Trust me. They carry in the glory, and where the glory is, they protect the glory. But when you feel, even during worship, you might feel there's a sudden rush upon you or a sudden inspiration. It is usually a movement of angelic activity that goes past you. When you see the kavod glory coming in, when people were under the weight tonight during praise and worship, it is angels that come and bring it into you. Listen to me. Are you guys with me? I've told people many times, I'll say I have a prophetic angel, but once I tap into the prophetic, or go, there's an angel that'll minister to me. We have the Holy Ghost. But then there's another level where there's angels that'll minister. And once that comes, and a prophetic angel is there, it is usually very accurate and very detailed.
Prophet Nyan, this lady got healed during the, when you were praying.
Of
just in the glory, just in the presence.
Of what?
Of back pain. She has severe back pain going up and down her lips, the right side. For many months, she had this situation. And all the pain is completely.
Many months.
Back pains. She couldn't sleep many nights, and she's been taking medication for pain for months and months, and she just left it, and then she completely got healed during the service.
So come stand here. So is there something you couldn't do, or a movement that it was limited? Lord, I pray for full healing, full miracle. We declare it evidence of your glory in Jesus' name. Touch it right now. There will be no pain coming back. Come on, let's give Jesus a praise.
There's another lady here. She says that she had blurry vision and she does not need her glasses anymore.
Can you see completely?
She can read the small script on the screens.
Wow.
She said her whole body was burning like it was her nervous system, and her whole body got warm, and now it is gone, and all glory to God.
So you can read far. Come on, let's give Jesus a praise offering. Braske erekalombroske. Awesome. There'll be more. You can receive miracles. You can receive deliverance. Are you guys with me? And when the glory is present, you'll feel that even under preaching, your spirit will be open. Keep it open. You know, it is faith that keeps a person. It keeps their spirit open where they can listen and hear every word. That is why time disappears where the presence of God is present. When I say the presence, the manifest presence, the glory. So I was speaking of angels, angelic activity. They can come in as a breath, as a wind. I have a prophetic angel, as I said. Every person has a guardian angel. every person has a God. At least every Christian, as far as we know, every person. But at least every Christian has a guardian angel. The Bible actually says and calls it a guardian angel. People read what they want to read. The Bible calls it a guardian angel, an angel that will guard you. Lift up your feet that you don't dash your foot against the rock. But an angel that will guard you. Are you guys with me? And when your spirit becomes sensitive, you can usually, when you're in the glory, when you're in a place of praise and worship and you're praying a lot and you have the ability where you can sense angels, and then you can step into a place where the word says you can command angels. By the word of God, you can command angels. They are waiting for your command, because they are the ones that brings answers for prayer. They are the ones that brings your healing. They are the ones that carries the glory. Are you guys with me? Usually you'll see, if we're in a place where we're worshiping, I'll stand by a crowd and I'll just look at somebody. And it's like weight will come. I'll just look. And it's like they will be pushed to the ground. Or they'll suddenly fall. And I won't wave my hand. I'll just stand and look. If you saw here, you'll see this whole place was sitting when I stood there. What is happening? There's an angel that carries kavod, that moves from me out and puts it on them. Sometimes I'll just stand in a crowd like this and I'll just think of one person here, because angels talk in thinking. Are you guys with me? I'll think of one person here and then you'll see. And then all of a sudden they begin to weep. They're not looking at me. And they begin to shake and they begin to weep. The angel is ministering to them. So you must know how to work with angels. But that is for closed sessions. You're just saying that so that that clip can go viral. And because we have cut the working system of God out of Christianity, which is angels. Are you guys with me? Some people are close to the touch of angels. So I can want to minister to somebody and you have ministering angels, okay? You want to minister to somebody and they can be totally close and opposed because they've been told some garbage. People don't even know it's angels. They just think it's the presence of God, because the angel's bringing the presence. But because they are closed, it's like the angel that I carry with me can't minister to them. A church service cannot be successful with angels being present. They are the ministers of God, ministering to Him and sent forth to minister unto us. Those who will inherit salvation, those who have inherited salvation, that is us. They are ministering spirits, ministering angels to us. There are angels given to you to make sure you're clothed. There are angels given to you to make sure you have food to eat. Are you guys with me? And we'll do a series probably on angels in the next year or so again. But there's angels given to you for every task. There's angels given to you for business. There's angels given to you for money. And the Bible says they are given strength and speed by the word of God that we speak and command them. So the more we get into the word and the more we speak the word, the more angels are excelling on our behalf. And they are working on our behalf. They don't sleep. They don't eat. They just work. And they watch and they wait actually for your commands to be given to them. Are you guys with me? So, say with the results of the glory realm. I want to get into this. I want to give you just 10 or so results. It's going to be quick and we're going to minister and pray for you. And results of the glory. And this whole conference of what the Lord said to me is to focus on the manifest presence, focus on the glory, teach people how to go beyond just... Now there are churches that will focus just on the glory and they will never get teaching out. You'll never get proper teaching. So you have to have a balance, meaning, you know, I believe you have to have a balance of both the word and the power. Our church grows also because of teaching. But in the same way, people have to be receptive and know. You see, you can have a normal church service and teach, and then suddenly, if the preacher knows how to, He can just discern. But wait, there's a shift, or God wants to come in. And if the preacher knows how to do it, he can surrender at that moment. It can be in the middle of a teaching. And all of a sudden, it'll be the atmosphere will shift. And people will know how to receive if the church is taught on how to do it. Are you guys with me?
Prophet, we just got many healings from online as well. On Zoom, Ronaldo is saying, I had very bad pain in my neck for 2 weeks. Right now, the pain has disappeared. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. Then we also have on Zoom as well, Edward saying, I have received my healing fire in my body and all around me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. On Facebook, we have Elizabeth saying, my shoulder pain is completely gone. Thank you, Jesus. Elizabeth Boertis is also saying, my back pain, it's gone. It's gone. I receive my healing. We also have on YouTube, Andre is saying, my wrist is healed. I can do push-ups. We have on Zoom, Christina saying, I received my healing. I've had back pain my whole life. And I've been sitting here for hours. It has been painful. Most of the pain is now gone and I am comfortable. I haven't been able to turn my head for 2 years due to severe neck pain. And it's affected my shoulders as well. I still have a little pain, but I haven't been able to turn my head this much for a very long time. Glory to God.
Say with me, say the glory is the realm of eternity. Say it is the timeless realm. It is the unlimited realm. It is the realm of God. It is the realm, if you can know, as I said, how to go from faith. I know it's very simple what we preach, but a lot of people can't catch simplicity. If you know how to go from faith to the anointing, and know, but there's much more, which is the glory of God. The glory must be entertained and recognized. A person must celebrate the glory in order for the glory to come into their lives. It must be recognized, discerned, and perceived. Meaning, the glory won't come into your house or your room unless you have the spiritual faculty to discern. But wait, there's a shift. Let me become more sensitive. It's called the dokematsu of the Spirit, the sensitivity of the Spirit. Are you guys with me? Some people can sit in a church and be carnal and natural and just like, God can sit right next to them and they don't even know He is there. Then you have somebody else that can be sensitive to the move of the Spirit or to the unction of the Spirit. And because they have a sense, it's just a sensitivity in the Spirit. There's nothing technical to it. It's just a sensitivity. A lot of times people retain sin in their heart and they cannot be sensitive. They retain offense in their heart. They cannot be sensitive. Unforgiveness, bitterness. They cannot sense God's presence. And God's presence comes stronger upon a person when they are able to sense Him and draw upon Him. Are you guys with me? So the glory is kept in a place when people know how to pull in the Spirit or how to draw by their faith. So if you're sitting here, you must know how to pull in the Spirit. It is not necessarily a noise. It is a spiritual thing. It is where your spirit is active and you just know how to place a demand or how to pull on something. Are you guys with me? So the glory of God, and I'm going to get into, I want to give you the results, but I'm just a little bit recapping on the realm of glory. The glory is the timeless zone. It is the place which is not limited by time, space or matter. Meaning in the glory, you can close your eyes and see something. You can stand by your eyes being closed in a house that you don't have yet. You can stand in a building that you don't have yet. Even with a church, what am I doing? I'm standing in a building we don't have yet. And I'm decoding and encoding and seeing it and visualizing it in the Spirit. These things are not witchcraft. It's Christianity. People want to come with all the nonsense and third eye. Listen, stop calling God the devil. You're trying to work out so much what is evil, you can't figure out what is good. Just know one thing. There's a spiritual eye I have. Whether it's a third eye, a fourth eye, it doesn't matter. There's a spiritual eye that I have. There's eyes of the Spirit that I have that is opened in the glory. The devil is not going to make any Christian see. God is going to make a believer see. God is going to open up your eyes. Don't give the devil so much power and don't listen to this nonsense they are talking on the internet. It is young spiritual ones that don't know what they're talking about. They haven't seen, they wouldn't know what an angel is, or even if Jesus is, if he has to appear in front of them. All they know is witchcraft, witchcraft. You're operating in witchcraft. You're waving your hand like this is witchcraft. Shut up and do the work of the Holy Ghost. Just be quiet. And what it does, it makes people begin to criticize the move of God. And it births a people that begins to criticize the move of the Spirit. So don't listen to this nonsense where they talk about, when we speak about spiritual eyes, we speak about spiritual eyes. I couldn't care if it's my third eye or a fifth eye. According to the scripture, God is full of eyes. Oh, sorry, there's an angel that is full of eyes. And it's God's eye that moves back and forth on the earth. Are you guys with me? People like, I saw traveling. Listen, what God are we serving if you can by accidentally do something as witchcraft? I have never understood the common sense of some Christians. I have never understood the common sense of some Christians. Now, God is going to allow you to accidentally leave your body. Now you ask for, no. You move by the Spirit. You have a translation of the Spirit. You have transportation of the Spirit. Translation is different to transportation. Then you have moving in the Spirit. Are you guys with me? So the glory of God is a timeless zone. It is a spaceless zone. It is matterless. It has no time, space, or matter. The glory of God is God. So when His glory comes in, you don't look up or pray for God to come in. God is there. His angels is there. It is the realm of eternity. It is the realm of the manifest presence. It is the realm of His character, His nature, and His ability. It is the realm of His provision, His weight, and His splendor. The weight, the kavod, the splendor, the doxa. It is the realm of His visibility that is the Shekinah. Are you guys with me? When Moses saw the Shekinah glory on the tent, he couldn't even enter the tent. When His Shekinah will come into a place, fear will come in upon your heart. You will know that God is there. Once His kavod comes in, it is a weight that comes on you. And you feel you need to sit or you need to get on your knees, but there's a weight that rests upon you. When His kavod comes upon you, it is favor He's giving you. If you can carry His kavod, it is where wealth and prosperity begins to come to you. May the glory be your, listen, the glory is the atmosphere of heaven. As the air is the atmosphere of the earth, as the water is the environment of the fish, so air is the environment and the atmosphere of the earth, and the heavens, the glory is the atmosphere of the heavens. As your natural body breathes in this air, your spiritual man breathes in the glory. It comes alive in the glory. Your spirit is being awakened in the glory. It has a resuscitation upon in the realm of the glory. You become awake. All of a sudden, you realize I can respond in a sermon again. I can get up from my chair and I can respond because your spirit is alive. Are you guys with me? The glory of God is the revelation of God's presence. It's the demonstration of God Himself. It is the character of His presence. In the glory of God, age is no longer a factor. Race is not a factor. Abilities and gifts are no longer a factor. Whether you can sing or not sing, the glory is there. Whether you can preach or not preach, whether you have the gift of healing or not, people getting healed. It goes beyond the gift of a man. And it goes to God beginning to Him to do it Himself. Are you guys with me? In the glory, the voice, sound of voices and many waters you will begin to hear. It is the place where there's angels and elders and creatures that you will hear them singing and feel them moving. It's like John that said, I was taken up into the throne room of God and I heard the voices of many, I heard many voices and thunderings and lightnings that begin to come in. It is a place where strange sounds will begin to come in. When the glory comes in, there's an atmosphere that shifts. You'll be in your room and you're praying. You can hear cars drive outside or somebody. And all of a sudden, when the glory comes in, it's a dead silence. It's like you are isolated or insulated from the outside world. You are in a bubble of another atmosphere. Are you guys with me? In the glory of God, there's no more performance. In the glory of God, your spiritual eyes are open, as I said, and the veil is torn. You can look into another world. In the glory of God, you can see your future. The glory of God is heaven manifested on the earth. The glory of God, if it is in your room, if it is in the church, you must know heaven is there. The glory of God is perfect peace. Are you guys with me? Say with me, perfect peace. When the glory enters, you will have certain things. So I want to give you just a few results. Go with me to Ezekiel 1 verse 1. Ezekiel 1 verse 1. Let's abide in a mambrosina. And we don't even have to preach. The presence of God is so strong. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month of the day of the month, as I was among the captives, say with me, captives, listen to this, by the river Shebar, that the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. In the glory, the first thing that will happen is an open heaven will come over your life and you will begin to have visions. If the glory is on you, your spiritual eyes will be open and you'll have visions. Are you guys with me? You'll have visions. Ezekiel said, the heavens were opened, and when the heavens were opened, I had visions of God. But think of it like this. He said, I was a captive. You know, it goes on and it speaks of how he was an exile, which I'm not going to go right now, exile from Babylon. But it says that he was a captive. And he was an exile, which basically means to be stripped, uncovered, and to be naked. The glory requires your face to be unveiled. The Bible says we are staring into the glory of the Lord, like in a mirror with an unveiled face, beholding the glory, being changed from one image, from one state of the glory into another, into that image which we are beholding. But what does it say? Say with me, unveiled face. God requires the masks to come off for you to encounter the glory. Are you guys with me? When it says that Ezekiel was an exile of Babylon, a captive, that the word exile means that he was uncovered, stripped, and exposed. The glory of God will make you feel vulnerable. It'll expose your spiritual condition. Some people can worship and weep under the glory while others are becoming stiff and they don't know how to respond. They're looking like this. Your spiritual condition is exposed. You don't even know Jesus. If you knew him, your spirit would connect and you'll be able to minister with him and allow him to minister to you. And you'll be caught up in the glory. A lot of people are like, they don't know how to respond in the glory. The glory of God exposes your spiritual condition. It exposes your spiritual relationship with God. Say with me, open heaven. Say visions. Listen, to some this is given and to some it's just not given. But yet it is available for everyone. It is available for every Christian that has the ability to say, you know, I'm going to get my heart right. I want to get my focus right. And I'm just focusing on pressing into him. Go to 2 Corinthians 12 verse 1. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 1 in the King James. We're still by the first point that you will have open heavens and visions. Paul is saying, listen to this. He says, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Put in the Amplified for me. Listen to this. True, there is nothing to be gained by it, but as I am obligated to boast, I will go on. Say with me, go on. To visions and revelations of the Lord. The glory allows you to press into a realm and to go on with visions and revelations. It is the realm where you receive visions. The Bible says with Joel 2 verse 28 that in the last days I will pour out my spirit, and I will pour out my spirit upon your sons and your daughters. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and your men servants, your maid servants, I'll pour out my spirit, your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. But I will pour out my spirit and they will see visions. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And even on your men servants, your maid servants, will I pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy. So when the glory of God is upon you, it is open heavens, it is visions, and it's the spirit of prophecy that comes forth. When you're full of God, you'll be able to have something to give to somebody. Prophetic. You'll be able to speak about their future. You'll be able to say God's intention to about them. You'll be able to share God's heart towards them. Are you guys with me? So say open heavens, visions, and prophecy. Open heavens, visions, revelations, prophecy. That is the first realm or first things, results that you tap into when it comes to the glory. The second one, let me go read Deuteronomy. Put on Amplified, Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. I want you to catch this. If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all His commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings, say with me, these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord. Say, the blessings shall overtake me. There's an overtaking of blessings where it becomes too much for you. When it is a pouring out of heaven and you say, God, but this is too much blessings, or this is too much riches, this is too much wealth. I don't know if you understand. We are being blessed. Listen, in the New Testament, we say we are blessed with every spiritual blessing, but the spiritual blessings must translate into natural blessings. Where the glory comes, it manifests from the spirit to the natural. Are you guys with me? Obviously, let's go to verse 12. Listen to this. Verse 12 of Deuteronomy 28. Quickly, guys, verse 12. The Lord shall open to you His good treasury, the heavens. I'm going to read it again. He shall open to you His good treasury, the heavens. Let me change the language. He shall open to you His treasure chest, His bank account of the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season and to bless the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You shall not have debts. You will have wealth to lend to nations. He will open the treasure of heaven, the treasuries of heaven to you. Say, the treasure of heaven, say, the bank account of heaven will be open to me. This is the second sign of the glory. Say, prosperity. Every blessing that there is, it happens in the glory. Do not underestimate the ability to receive blessings of God in an atmosphere like this. Are you guys with me? When I say that in a place like this or in the glory, there's no time. When you sow in the glory, there's no time when it comes to your reaping. The richness of the glory determines that there's no time in the spirit. How you do it by faith will determine how you can reap from it. So the second result of the glory is blessings and the treasury of heaven, which is prosperity. It is God's will to prosper you. It is God's will for you to be blessed. It is His will for you to be debt free. When the kavod glory of God comes in, it speaks of His prosperity and His wealth and His riches. Where His kavod is, there's riches there. It speaks of the weight of gold that comes in. Are you guys with me? The third result of the glory, we see how Obed-Edom took the ark into his house. And Obed-Edom was a man that was known for his poverty. That his name, he wasn't known, but he was a poor man. We see that as we study history and scholars put together that Obed-Edom was a poor person. The ark was dropped at his house not because he was anyone significant, it was the closest person that was there. They could just leave the ark by because people were beginning to get killed. Because they were touching the glory. And they left it by Obed-Edom. And then God chose, because he carried his glory and or he had his glory in his house, that the Bible says his whole household was blessed. Everything he touched was blessed. And that his name began to travel through the cities to the nations until it reached the lips of a king. That the third result of the glory of God is God will make a non-entity a celebrity. Somebody whose name is not known, once the glory comes upon you, people will take notice. There's a favor that rests upon you, that comes upon you, that will be seen by people. People will be able to see the glory of God upon you. The Bible says, arise and shine and let your light come forth. For the glory of God has risen upon you and is shining upon you. Once the glory comes, it makes your face shine. When Moses came down from the mountain, his face shone with the brightness of the sun. When Jesus was on the mountaintop and the glory came on him, his face shone with the brightness. The glory will make your face shine and it will make people take notice of you. That is where you can get favor in the workplace, favor with people. That's why somebody that truly walks in the glory of God will have favor. Things will be open for them. Are you guys with me? The fourth result of the glory. Go Isaiah 60 verse 11. Isaiah 60, 11. Na-da. And put in the... Let's read what it says there. And your gates, say my gates. Let me say this, you are a gate. When the Bible speaks of gates, it's speaking of individuals. It's the Bible says, lift up your gates. Lift up your heads, your gates. And welcome the King of Glory in. So gates have heads, okay. Lift up your heads, O gates. Gates are people. You are an open heaven. You are a gatekeeper for your family. You can decide to open for the glory. Where's the kingdom? So you must have a gate that have the ability to open for the King of Glory to come out. The moment you receive the kingdom and you receive the Lord is inside of you. It's not a matter of Him coming down from heaven. It's a matter of Him coming out inside of you, out and filling your house, filling your family. It is a matter of being a gate that can open up for rivers of living water to begin to flow out. So listen to this. And your gates, say my gates, shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night. Say 24 hours. That men may bring to you the wealth of the nations and their kings led in procession. Listen, the fourth result of the glory is that you will have 24-hour open doors in your life. You're not going to be praying for a business, for a door to be opened, for a job description, for a door to be opened when you're applying for a job. No, no, no. You are the door. Jesus is the door. You are a gate. And as you are open, kings will bring wealth to you. Say open doors. So the glory will open doors for you. The fifth result. Let's go to Psalm 91. Let's read what Psalm 91 says. Let alone Braske eredonoske denna mandele dando. Psalm 91. In the New King James, let me read it out of the New King James. Alabradondo sedande, leranorondo. Where are we now? The fifth one. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The glory will bring the shadow of God upon your life. The shadow of God upon your life is the highest form of power. It is epikahitso power. It is where Peter walked and his shadow fell upon people and people were healed. Demons were coming out by his shadow, and it's speaking of God's shadow. So when the Bible is speaking in the New Testament about Peter's shadow, there's another word where it says that the power of God overshadowed Mary. Epikahitso Mary. It is the glory of God that comes upon it, caused her to have birth and gave birth to the Christ. Peter had the epikahitso, the shadow of God upon him, and his shadow was infused with the anointing. And anybody that was lying that his shadow touched were getting healed. So the glory will bring the shadow of God upon your life. Number six. Let me carry on reading. Let's go to verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you, say deliver, from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings He shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil, say no evil, shall befall me. Say no plague shall come near my dwelling. The glory will bring protection, deliverance, and healing to you. Say with me, protection. Say deliverance. Say healing. When the glory is on you, there must be healing. There must be protection. No thief can come near you. You'll see your neighbor's house being broken into, but not yours. Or they'll try to break in by yours and something will scare them. No disease shall touch you. As far as I know, COVID didn't touch any of our members in terms of death. Are you guys with me? Now, it doesn't mean you will never suffer. It just means that the glory is your rear guard. There's a realm that you can walk in. Where the Bible says, where the lion has not tread, and the fierce lion has not been there. It is a place where the enemy has not tread. It is a place where you can walk that is perfect peace and safety. There'll be persecutions and so on. That's fine. And you can be killed for the sake of Christ. That's fine. But it's perfect peace. Even martyrs, when they were martyred in the New Testament, in the early church, they were singing praises. Some were laughing while they were being burnt. There's a place in the glory where you're covered and protected, where your body is being translated in the glorified body. Are you guys with me? So the glory of the sixth, this is the sixth result, will bring protection, deliverance, and healing. The seventh results, the glory will bring ascension. Say with me, ascension. The moment you touch the realm of the glory, you'll be taken up higher. Go to Revelation 4 verse 1. You'll be taken up higher. It is a place of height. You'll come out of that place and you will look at other people and they will seem small to you. It's not because you have pride. It is because you were lifted to a higher place. You live from a higher realm. After these things, I looked and behold, a door standing open in heaven. Say a door. The glory opens up doors for you in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. And then once you are up here, I will show you things which must take place after this. Say with me, the glory brings ascension. This is the seventh result. But the eighth one is, he will show you things to come. The moment the glory comes upon you, you'll be able to see your future. You'll be able to see your destiny. You'll be able to see what will happen tomorrow, what will happen next week. And nothing will take you by surprise. Even if it is negative. Listen, there is a realm like this. Don't question it. Your lack of faith and unbelief will question this. Are you guys with me? The moment you touch this realm, things don't catch you off guard or by surprise. You can see the future. It's like Joseph, once he put on the glory, the mantle, which is the coat of God, the coat of many colors, which is the same robe when God, when the Bible says in Isaiah 6, that his robe filled the temple over and over. When Joseph put on that robe, all of a sudden he had a dream and he could see his end. The moment you put on the glory, you can see your end, you can see your destiny. You can see the call of God upon your life. Nothing takes you by surprise. Are you guys with me? Even though many times I say, you know, we have never worked for what, when I say worked for what we have, I mean, we have worked very hard. But it is in the glory of God. It is, what I'm doing is I'm simply living what God has preordained. We have seen the building already. I've seen this church already. I think I just met Pastor Chris like 15 years ago or something. And I said, I'll plant a church in Pretoria, in Centurion. This was before I even had my ministry. Because the glory of God allows you to see things. Allows you to align your spirit to it. It doesn't matter if you are living in a third world country. It doesn't matter if the economy is what it is. If the glory is on you, you will be blessed. The Bible says kings will come and give you money. Doors will be opened. Are you guys with me? The ninth result, maybe I'll do 11. Say holiness. The glory of God will always bring a desire for holiness. You will leave the glory realm and you will feel like you want to live a more holy life. It will pull you to purity. It will pull you to holiness. The Bible says when the angels, the seraphim, when two wings cover his face, two wings his body, two wings cover his feet, the seraphims, they were singing and worshiping. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, worthy. Is it holy, holy, so holy, holy, holy. It's holiness that comes into the glory. When Moses was by the burning bush, which is the glory of God, and you see the Shekinah there, you see the doxa in action there, and when he saw the Shekinah, it pushed him to holiness. And he said, I must take off the Lord said to him, take off your sandals, for the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. The moment you get to the glory, holiness will come into your heart. You will have a desire not to do anymore what you used to do, to not live a carnal life like you used to live, not to do sins, because it's the glory that does it. A lot of people try to do it by their own works. It doesn't carry the same power. Number 10, the glory will bring angelic interaction. Say it'll bring angels. Go to Psalm 91 verse 11. Psalm 91 verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Put in the King, go on back. Put in the King James. I want to see something. Let's put in the Amplified. Oh no, I'm not going to get the right translation now. No, don't worry. I want to get the translation, but it's not going to be on here. Let me see if it is here. It's not going to be on here. But basically it says this, for he will give his angels special charge over you to accompany you and to guard you and to preserve you in all your ways. So you see a guarding angel. Go verse 12. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And that has nothing to do with the call of God. That is just a guardian angel that's given to you. That'll protect you. That'll cover you. And the moment you understand the glory realm, but all these promises of Psalm 91 is locked up in the first two verses. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, shall abide under the glory. So he who dwells in the glory, these promises are for him. Angels are with him and will cover him and protect him. Doors will be opened, blessings, treasuries of heaven will be poured out upon them. Let me give you 11th result, the last one. Go Luke 21 verse 27. Luke 21 verse 27. La roska abrikere dena maroska daya zerano. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, say a cloud, with great transcendence and overwhelming power, and all his kingly glory, majesty and splendor. I understand this is the coming of Jesus Christ, but the cloud and the glory will always reveal Jesus to you. The moment you encounter the glory of God, you will see his character come into play. You will meet him. Nothing will deviate from the character of Christ. Are you guys with me? It will draw you closer to him. It will reveal Jesus Christ to you. Him as a person. The glory is God's person. It is his character, his nature, his ability, his ways. What is his character? The character of God is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscience. It is his goodness, his mercy, his graciousness, his loving kindness. His long-suffering, it is the characteristics of God. The moment you tap into the glory, you tap into the character of God. You become gracious, long-suffering, loving-kindness, merciful. You carry the goodness of God upon you. So are the results of the glory realm. This is when you access this realm. How did we access this realm tonight? We praised. Until the spirit of praise came, and then we worshiped when the spirit of worship came. And then we carried on until the glory became tangible and you would feel him like goosebumps all over you. Are you guys with me? Which means that the glory is present, and then all you do, you don't even have to scream anymore. You don't have to shout. You just stand and receive whatever he has for you. Visions will come with it, these healings, whatever they might be. But you can just stand in the glory and receive what he has for you. But we press in from praise into worship to stand in a place of glory. Let me go to Haggai chapter number 2. Let's go from verse 6. Oh, Haggai chapter number 2, verse 6. For thus says the Lord of hosts. Say with me, thus says God. This is his word. Yet once more, one more time, in a little while, I will shake and make tremble the starry heavens, the earth, the sea, and the dry lands. And I will shake all nations, and the desires and the precious things of all the nations shall come in. And I will fill this house with splendor. Say with me, with splendor. And another translation says, I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord. Verse 8, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former glory, says the Lord of hosts. And this place I will give peace, say peace, and prosperity, say prosperity, say peace and prosperity, says the Lord. Meaning the 12th result of the glory is there will be perfect peace and rest upon your life, which is prosperity. And it's amazing that the Bible says peace and prosperity. Listen to me, wealth and prosperity, if it comes from God, it'll give you peace. A blessing that doesn't come from God is a curse, but a blessing that comes from Him will give perfect peace. And the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former. And I shall shake this nation one more time. I shall shake this place one more time. All tribes, all nations. By what? Say my glory. It's His glory that'll shake nations. It is His glory that'll shake your family. It is His glory that'll shake your households. It is the glory. It is when you preach from faith to the anointing, to the glory of God. Say, stand your feet. Say, I receive. I carry the glory. Where the glory is, the silver is, the gold is. Just raise your hands gently to Him. Just raise your hands. Braska arekena mambroske redada maske day. Those online, I also want you to raise your hands, surrender to Him online where you are right now. We're going to move and we're going to go into the glory of God. We're going to lay hands and part to many. But before we do that, I want us to set the atmosphere. I want us to get a best offering. We haven't taken up tithes and offering yet. Those online, I want you to challenge yourself. Give into the glory of God tonight. The silver is His. The gold is His. As I said, as we give in this realm, trust me, this is places where my wife and I have sowed. We would travel nations just to be in places where I could sense that this atmosphere is. It is not many places. I would look at that and I would empty my accounts. I would empty all my credit cards. God is my witness. And I'd go lay it down. I never looked what the need was, because giving into a need is limited. Giving into the glory is by honor. There's no amount on honor. There's no amount on the glory. There's only an amount on need. We can say we need a sound system. We need this. We need that. No, there's always an amount to that 100,000 or 1 million and then it's met. But when it comes to the glory, God will challenge and stretch your spirit. Those watching online, God will stretch your spirit. And I found that the moment I gave a certain amount, I could never give less than that when I wanted to sow sacrificially, because it was no longer a sacrifice, because I've done it before. But in the natural, there's no way I could even afford or do it. But it is because I sow an amount in the spirit that stretches my spirit and prepares my natural body and my life to enter into that realm. So you can only enter into a place of the capacity of your spirit. That is why many people battle with poverty, because they've never enlarged their giving beyond just a tithe or an offering. They've never given to a place where they want to be at. If I can tell people what is the key out of poverty, and I've seen poverty and I've seen wealth, and trust me, wealth is much better than poverty. Poverty has no God in it. I said in New York, I said, the God cannot be found in poverty. Don't be silent, because in New York we're preaching and the people get silent when we mention poverty. I said, listen, there's nothing glorious of poverty. Come to Africa. There's nothing glorifying God in poverty. Nothing. God does not live where poverty is. His very name of His glory, which is Kavod, is speaking of His wealth. Where His glory is, it'll be poured out to you. And many of you will be challenged to give. Some will give tithe and offering. Some will be challenged to stretch their spirits. And some giving into the glory. And I know without a doubt. You see, in the glory, you don't even have to believe. You will know. There'll be a knowing in your spirit. It is a moment of faith. That is why it is important to give in this moment of faith. Because the moment you leave the service, that faith is going to drop. And if you give into that faith, you prepare yourself to get to there. Those who are online, if you're ready, I don't want to stretch this out. If you're ready to give right now, you'll see the details on the screen for national, local and international details. It'll change. Get ready to give. Let us know if you have given. Don't give to anybody that puts anything in the comments. Only on the screen, please. And if you have given, please let us know. And we're going to pray. And as we pray tonight and lay hands, we're going to pray for everybody online as well. There's no distance in the spirit. Those in this church, in the house here, if you're ready to give right now, before we're going to pray for importation, we're going to lay hands on everybody. I want you to get your seed ready, your offering ready. You'll see that there is an envelope on your seat, or you can use all the details on the screen. We also have credit card machines in the back. And after this, we're going to go into a song. We're going to begin to worship, and then we're going to begin to minister. We're going to lay hands on everybody. We're going to back the chairs. But I want us to enter into the presence of God first for a moment after we've given. But during that time, you can go to the back with the credit cards, and they'll have the credit card machines. Then you can give up. If you're ready to give, just lift up your seat in the air. A lot of people are like, but you know, every night we're giving. It is fine. During Pentecost, portals are open. During Passover, portals are open. During Tabernacles, portals are open. These are set times and seasons where God allows a portal to be open, where He receives more than another time. It is very biblical. It is a time when the Israelites would even save up to give during the time of feasts. It is a set time in heaven. So your seed given during this time is not lost. It is a portal in heaven. This is a spiritual thing. This is a spiritual matter. I pray right now that poverty will be broken, that every curse of lack, every sense of lack, every need they have will be covered, God. Because as they give now out of honor, not out of need, that it'll be covered by your glory, that it'll be cleared by your glory, every form of debt, that there'll be supernatural debt cancellation in this atmosphere, in this glory, in this presence. We command debt cancellation. I command the spirit of poverty to be removed from their lives. In Jesus' name, to be displaced from their lives. And angels to begin to minister to them and bring finances to them. Those who are watching online, may poverty be broken. Those who are saying, I'm supporting this ministry, I'm giving this ministry, I'm even giving this moment. May the glory of God come into your houses. May the glory of God saturate your houses. May there be supernatural financial miracles in Jesus' mighty name. Even in this moment, there'll be healing taking place, miracles will taking place. Families and households that will receive miracles and deliverance. I command it in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, everyone that is in this place and those that are giving, may impartation of the glory take place tonight. May the level of impartation go according to their faith that is right here, right now. And may this seed be a photograph of their faith. Those who are giving online, may your seed and your giving be a photograph of the faith. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.